The bitch came back the very next day. Oh, the bitch came back. Thought she was a goner, but the bitch came back. She couldn't stay away. Don't you know the bitch came back? Starting to see that all my friends are right for thinking that we'd be wrong. Well, she's so fucking stupid that she's singing along. The trouble with girls is they're all the same. Forget the diamonds and pearls, they just wanna ring. Before you know it, you're like a dog on a leash. Well, you can try and change the world, but you won't change me. Was a goner, but the bitch came back. She won't stay the fuck away.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're listening to Hammer 96.7 BT Radio. We are heard all over the world, and the world hears us. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to come into the show, it's Friday. We may have a short show today, and then we won't have one for the week. Well, actually, we have another show, a really special show, coming up Saturday. But if you'd like to come in the studio today, it's 319-527-6099. The number is 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to get your voice heard. If I even interviewed you before, you can still come on in and enjoy the conversation. Today is Friday, September 18th. My God. Pretty soon, people are going to start Christmas shopping, probably in about a week. Trust me. You'll start seeing the ads. And the way the shipping is going, you probably have to do it early. I've been up all night, so I'm going to be drinking a lot of coffee. That means I have a lot of breaks. Welcome to the show, everybody. Since it's Friday, you know what that means. Anessa Blair will be in the house, and I'm going to give her a call and welcome her in the house. And we got some things we're going to talk about. It's going to be a stimulating conversation. So if you want to get stimulated, and I know you do, you want to come into the studio because you don't want to miss one bit. If you're just listening to it on the marquee, you're not hearing a lot of good stuff when we go on the podcast. It's like an after party. That's when everything, we just let everything out. And that's in our podcast, especially on Friday. It's like hell just breaks loose. And the only way to eavesdrop on the after party on a Friday is if you come into the studio before the timer runs out for a regular show. But if you want to come in now to participate in the conversation, it's 319-527-6099. That'll get you in the studio. If you notice something different about the marquee or the description of the show, you will see links in there. And they will probably appear in pink. Those are links. And those are links to, like, YouTubes or whatever. These are kind of the subjects we're going to be talking about. So if you want to follow along and know where I'm getting my information from, you can always hit those links. And basically, you can see where I'm getting my references. That's new. So without further ado, what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if I can make a call to Anissa. See if she answers the phone. So hang on for a minute. And let's see if she picks up. I haven't talked to her since earlier this week. A lot of things could happen. Life could happen. Who knows? She's going to be home. I might get a voicemail. I have no idea she's even going to pick up. She might even forgot she had to come on a show today. But we're going to do it anyway. Here we go. Let's see if she picks up.
Hey.
I'm doing my hair toss, check my nails, Nessa, how baby, how you doing?
Mm-mm.
That's what I'm doing.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I've been up all night. I'm on coffee. I haven't slept, but you're gonna carry the show, don't worry. I got you. We're gonna flip the script.
Why have you been up?
Well, I've been working on things. You know, I'm a busy man. Very busy.
Okay.
It's not enough for me.
I know,
everybody
you're in hustle mode.
Yeah, you know, everybody wants a piece of me. I'm like a puzzle that people want to put the pieces together, baby. But they find out.
But they haven't realized there's one piece missing. There's no way to get together.
That's right.
You're like, okay, you finish that whole damn puzzle, and you look at the box, you're like, damn, I got one piece missing. Where's the centerpiece?
That's right. If you want that piece, you got to buy another puzzle just for that piece.
You got to buy a whole other damn puzzle to hope it works. But anyway.
Yeah. 99 pieces, I send you 98. Where the fuck is that one? But anyway, I'm gonna flip the script.
Okay.
And you have no idea. You have no idea. I do this once in a while.
Nope.
I don't have any idea until I get on the air. The main story that we're going to talk about is, of course, Anissa Blair. Everybody, you know her. Her book is Your Husband, My
Man. Your Husband, My Man.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And she has another book coming out. It's like Your Balls, They're Mine Now. It's a great book, part two.
You know what? That's a great book. That'd be number three.
Book number three.
Look, I got your balls. Now what? There you go.
Now what? Now what, bitch? Oh, I'm looking forward to that book. The main story that I set up the show with, I'll read, but we're going to flip the script here. And Anissa,
okay.
I mean, she has no idea what we're going to do. Here we go. Again, the title of the show today was Another Sexual Assault by Donald Trump. It must be Friday.
Mm.
Anissa Blair. Anissa Blair joins us as my co-host for today. She is a co-host, y'all. So I know people like to wait till after the intro and we get started and they come in. But you guys have to remember, she is the co-host. She is not my guest. She is not a listener. She is the co-host. So when she talks and she says, you know, let me finish, give her the respect as a host because she is the host. Here we go. So initially, I put up here, Donald Trump accused of sexual assault by a former model. Her name is Amy Doris. Just another day at the White House. It must be Good Friday.
Mm.
Yeah, I wrote that shit. Good for Donald hiding out at his witness protection house called the White House. Amy Doris alleges she was sexually assaulted by Donald Trump in 1997. Now, this is new. This just came out this week, so it's not like one of these old stories. This is new. She alleges she was sexually assaulted by Donald Trump in 1997 when she was 24. Now she's speaking publicly about the alleged incident for the first time. The former model claims Trump grabbed her as she came out of the bathroom of his VIP box. So let's be clear. He grabbed her box when she came out of it. There you go. We got to talk to the people. So
okay, are we on?
Yeah, are we canceled yet? Hello. Hello.
Is it over
are we
yet?
Going to the relationship show? Where is that relationship show?
Oh.
Man. Well, it's a little bit more.
I'm going to flip it on you today. I'm going to flip
it. You are? Oh, really?
Yes, I am. I think I'm getting ready to shock you. Are you ready for it?
I'm almost ready. Hang on.
Let me know when you're ready. Go ahead and finish.
I'll let you know, girl. Put on my stretchy.
We know it'll be quick, Brian, but that's another story.
We sure do. We can do it during the commercial. Okay, here we go.
Back focus. Okay.
Yeah, focus. So here we are. So Donald Trump's in 1970 when she was 24, speaking publicly about the alleged incident. For the first time, the former model claims Trump grabbed her as she came out of the bathroom of the VIP box at the U.S. Open tennis event, forced his tongue down her throat, and held her in a grip from which she could not escape. Trump's lawyer said he denied this in the strongest possible terms. Never ever harassed a woman or ever abused or behaved improperly towards a woman or Doris. That's Trump's lawyer's statement. Trump lawyer's statement is there saying that Donald Trump has never ever abused a woman or behaved inappropriately towards any woman or Doris. That's a statement they're going to live by.
Okay.
And so here's how we're going to flip the script. And she's going to shock me, too. Normally, we would talk about the main topic, and that's going to be there. But what we're going to talk about first, and then we're going to go to a little commercial break because we're giving time for people to come in the studio because they want to hear Anissa, not me, is that we're going to talk about what pissed us off this week. And Anissa is going to go first, what pissed her off this week. And then I'm going to go, what pissed us off. Me off this week, and we're going to leave it there because when people come in, they can relate to either one of us in our stories, give them something to think about, and then we'll go to our main story, and Nissa's going to shock me. So that's what's going to happen today. So when we come back, I won't go long because I only have her for a little bit. We give people a chance to come in the studio, and here's the number. The number is 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. That's the number that gets you in the studio. I have some good news. I got the ratings in, and I was really surprised. I usually don't check this, but I decided to check it. For this show, got over 500,000 downloads for this show.
Woo-hoo!
To me, I know, right? I don't usually check the downloads. I'll usually just check, the listeners, because I'm afraid I don't want to go there and say 10, 12. That's why I don't usually check it. And so I saw 50, right? And I said, okay. Because I saw 50. I go, okay, 50. Okay, I'm not going to say anything. And then got to another zero. I'm going, oh, 500, not bad. And then five. I go, whoa. And I think I'm part because of Anissa. They downloaded that voice.
In part? In part?
Yeah.
Nah, brother. 75% of that is me.
Yeah,
I'll give
it
you
25. Don't take my 2%
by the
away.
By the time I come on at 10, they're tired of hearing your ass. They're ready for a fresh perspective on things. Sorry. No disrespect intended.
Anissa, sometimes we used to play songs and everything because we're going to take a break. Do you have a request? That means I'm going to get some coffee and ready to listen to, both of ours would piss us off this weekend, and then we'll talk about Anissa shocking me. Do you have a favorite song that you want to hear while we go on break, Anissa?
Yeah, I love this song. Remember, okay. And I can't think who sings it, but it's called Lovely Day. Lovely Day. Lovely Day. Lovely.
Oh,
and he says it like a gazillion times. Let's play
right.
that.
You're going old school, right?
You know, I'm about to tell my age. About to tell my age. I got a birthday coming up next week.
Oh, do you really?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be
30
again.
Again. Well, I didn't catch you 30 the first time, but I'll make sure I catch you the 30 the second time. No.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday. When is your birthday? You said next week. So when next week?
Actually, the 27th of September. I will proudly say, because you guys probably already know how I look. Yes, I'm cute. Black don't crack. I will be 48 years old.
Oh, man. You make 48 look good. You are fine. You know that. Don't be all humble and shit. It's not the time.
You know, no Vivica Fox plastic surgery. This is all natural.
Well, your birthday's on a Sunday. It's next Sunday.
My birthday's on a Sunday, yes.
Yeah, so we're going to see. I'll set the alarm. We're going to have to celebrate it early, like on a Friday.
Right. See, I want to hear the Stevie Wonder version. It takes about five minutes to sing. I want that version.
Yeah. You got that version? You got it. You got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so a lovely day. There was the only one I remember is, was that by Bill Withers? Let me see.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, when we go on in the break, I'm going to play this for Nyssa, and I'll give you guys a chance to get into the studio. Again, here's the number. You already see the marquee, but if you're listening to me on the phone, it'll be 319-527-6099. Come on into the studio. That number will get your voice heard around the world. 500,000 downloads, bitches. All right.
Woo-hoo.
Number one show in the morning. I told people, we did this one time, Nyssa, that, okay, we're on the show. Let's see what else is on at the same time we're on. Nothing. Not one fucking thing. We're number fucking one. Not only number one on Blog Talk, I also looked at the ratings. We got a 12% share in India. We have a 7% share in Russia. And those numbers are up. Germany, we actually have a 17% share. I'm saying percent of the listeners are listening. And, of course, USA is our main thing. But that's pretty damn good. Russia and India.
Ah, damn. Until
and
you
Germany?
Say Russia, that's them damn trolls. We can't trust
yeah,
the numbers.
Well, it still counts.
Oh, gosh.
It still counts.
But
still
we, are here to enlighten and engage our listeners. So thank you guys for downloading. Thank you for listening, especially on Friday. I'm not concerned with Monday through Thursday. Sorry. But thank you for being a part of the family. This has been thus far a great experience, and though I have to take blood pressure medicine every Friday to do the show, I'm happy to be here.
You're damn right. It's hard to get that shit on the black web. I told you I can get it for $1.95. Look at that. Woo.
I tell you.
Well, get a chance to come on in right now. The phones are open right now. We're going to take a little break. I'm going to get some coffee. I'm sure Nyssa might want to get some coffee or whatever. And when we come back, she's going to tell us what pissed her off over the week. And I'll tell you what pissed me off over the week. And then she's going to tell me something that's going to flip the script on me. All right, you're listening to Hammer 96.7 BT Radio with the greatest co-host and author, Nyssa Blair. And we'll be right back. This song is dedicated to the woman in Georgia, little Georgia girl. Here you go, and we'll be right back.
When I wake up in the morning, love, sunlight hurts my eyes. Something without one love bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you.
Love it. Yeah, look at that. That's a great dedication. That goes out to Atlanta girl. She's bad as hell. Gorgeous. That's right. She's turning a young 48 next week. That's gonna be. She has a husband, everybody, so she's taken. But we can all imagine when he's going to hit it on her birthday. Hit that.
and we celebrating an anniversary on Wednesday, so we've been on it, okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a double feature. I can't wait to pour it up. All right. Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that Kim Kardashian money in. Because the way she came famous is from screwing Ray J, so hey, what do I got to lose?
Well, you know what? I saw a picture of your husband. You guys are a beautiful couple. You really are. You're beautiful
thank
people.
Thank you. You're welcome. Follow me on Instagram at Anissa D. Blair. Anissa D. Blair.
Yeah, I know you're going to go off on Instagram. There's going to be a tray wreck on that because somebody's going to piss you off, and I'm going to get the – I'll be looking at that. Well, I'll let you start off first, Anissa. You heard the news over the week and everything. Is there something in your mind that pissed you off? I'll have you go first.
Yes. As the black world turns, yet again, the black man is being mutilated by the cops. So here in Atlanta on Saturday, we had another cop beating that was recorded. So here, let me lay it out for you. I'm sure you've probably heard about it. A black man and his girlfriend and his child were in a Uber, okay? And the Uber was stopped for an alleged broken taillight. okay, Brian, broken tail light.
Right.
And when the two white police officers pulled the Uber driver over, they asked for the identification of the Uber riders.
Right.
Not the driver of the car, but the passengers in this vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if no one knows this, I'm telling you this now. But first let me say this. I am not an attorney. But
right.
I will say this. You have the legal right to refuse to show your identification, especially if you're not in the driver's side of the car.
Mm-hmm.
So let me say that. So
okay.
For whatever reason, I don't know the ins and outs, but I'm sure someone's going to argue all he had to do was show his ID, but that's not the
right.
fucking point. You don't have to.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
Mr. Roderick Walker, 26-year-old black man, does not show his ID. I don't know if he doesn't have it or if he refused it. We don't get to that part of the story. He is then asked to get out the car. At this point, like any decent human being, your first thing is going to question, why am I getting out the car? I have nothing to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a passenger. This is an Uber driver. You're beef
right.
with Uber driver, not with me. Well, the
right.
cops do not like the fact that they are being questioned.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're at the point where they're asking him to put his hands behind his back, and now they're going to handcuff him, right?
Mm-hmm.
No crime has been committed yet. So
right.
now two cops are physically handcuffing him and taking him to the ground. So you have one cop down, and then you have another one cop on top of that cop, and this cop, the one on the top, is literally beating the fuck out of this dude's head. I mean, literally beating him. And they end up arresting him for the cops claim that the guy bit him, which that has not been substantiated. And they arrested him for assault on a police officer.
What?
And he just got released from jail today. Mm. However, the next day they fired the cop.
Mm-hmm.
But have not filed charges against the police officer. But they just now, this guy was just now able to bond out of jail this morning. Now tell me, what's wrong with this picture? And I have to say this. I've been saying this, and I hope your listeners, especially your black listeners, are listening. This is hunting season.
Mm-hmm.
You have got to be on your P's and Q's. Now
right.
it's getting to the point your identification or your driver's license is going to be compatible to where you were a free slave and you need to have your papers that you were free. Now you have to prove who you are when you shouldn't have to.
Right.
So that pissed me off, of course. And, of course, I'm upset because Cardi B and Offset are divorcing and Ray J
yeah.
and Princess Love are divorcing. No, I'm not really. I don't give a shit about them. I just said that. Because I've been
right.
on Twitter, and black Twitter is, oh, my God, up in arms about Offset and Cardi B getting divorced. You would have thought that they were personally involved in this relationship. When
right.
the truth of the matter is, everybody knows he's been fucking around on her even before they got married. So I'm not sure why
and
we're
she too.
Acting surprised. Yeah.
Right.
So
she
I'm
too.
Confused. So.
Yeah.
I wrote this article because I write for Rolling Out, which y'all should check that out. I am a contributing writer on Rolling Out. And I talked about that. Why are we acting shocked? Infidelity is infidelity. I don't care if you got $3 million sitting in the bank or $2 sitting in the bank.
Right.
If somebody's going to cheat on you, they're going to cheat on you. Your celebrity status in your bank account does not prevent that from happening. But now she's filed here. She lives in Atlanta. She filed her papers irretrievably broken with no chance in hell of reconciliation because she's embarrassed. Because the woman that he cheated with her previously when they had their separation, I think her name is some ghetto-ass stripper named Summer Bunnies or something like that.
Right.
It's the same
right.
side chick that he's done it with again.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently her single wet-ass pussy did not help her keep her marriage together.
Right.
But, oh,
right.
Lord, I'm sure y'all going to get pissed off at that comment. But anyway, so those are the two things that were the highlight of my week. What about you, Brian?
Well,
can you top that?
I'll go. No, I think you got some great beefs and everything, and you mentioned what happened in Georgia. In fact, I'm going to pull up the tape and let people listen to what you were just talking about and the reason why you are upset, because then I'll talk about mine, because yours is pretty good. Here we go.
Hey, get the f*** up off him! Get the f*** up off him!
Let me describe what I am seeing. Now, Anissa said it. She described it. I'm seeing it. I should have put it in the marquee. All you have to do is go to YouTube, put in police Uber driver, black man, Atlanta, Georgia. That's all you have to put in. You see what I'm seeing. And this is the same story about this guy was in an Uber. He was a black man, and he was a passenger in an Uber thing. And this happened, this was put up September 14th. I don't know what today's date is, but this happened earlier last week, I am assuming. I saw it on the news. Well, what
yeah,
I'm looking at
Saturday.
Right now.
And keep in mind, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but keep in mind the person that you keep hearing say, get the fuck off of him, that is
right.
Not the person that's being beaten by the police. That is a bystander who is recording.
A bystander.
Him. Now you can go.
Right.
Yeah, that's not the man that's getting beat.
I mean, they don't even the video that I'm seeing is not even leading up to it. They already have him on the ground. And you see this cop raising his arm, and he is he's punching him in the face and everything when the man's on the ground. And I'll let you listen to it, and here we go. Yeah, there is a bystander saying, get off of him. Here we go.
Oh.
Cops on him. One has him in a submissive chokehold while the other one is wailing on his face. The woman screaming is the one who's using her phone, and she can't believe what is happening. Another sheriff is pulling up right now. Here we go.
That's why we
we don't like fucking cops. This is exactly why we don't like fucking cops.
I can barely even walk, and there's three cops trying to get him into a car.
It's all right. I got it on camera, man. I got it on camera. Don't worry.
Now, you talk about reality TV. That was a mask. That was a beating. That was a beat down. I could barely even watch that. Damn. What happened? So, did you find out what happened to the cops? Any follow-up on what's going on there? You just
thus
got out
far,
of jail.
There's only been, Mr. Walker was bailed out today. The charges against him have not been dropped yet. I expect it will be. But the one police officer that is the one on top beating him in the head, he was fired.
Good.
But the other police officer that was on top of him, nothing has happened to that one yet. You know, so we shall see. So,
that's
yeah,
right.
It's very hard to listen to and to
right.
see. But this is our new reality, apparently. I guess we're going to have to call this the new norm like we are with COVID. But to switch gears, I know what pissed you off this week, and I don't want to steal your shine. So, I know what it is. Go ahead and tell me.
I know you do. What pissed me off is Breonna's family. Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, I told you.
Breonna Taylor was the one that was shot in her bedroom. Seven times she got shot? I don't know how many times she got shot, but she killed her.
Yeah, I think it was seven.
And killed her and her boyfriend, who was in there at the time, you know, fired once, and I think they shot him too. Bottom line, there's been celebrities, sports people, whatever, wearing Breonna's face on their T-shirt, say her name. The movement got new life with her. We wanted justice for her. And that motherfucking mother took the money. They offered her $12 million, and she fucking took the money. Fucking took
well, how
the
can you
money.
Blame her? That's more money than she'll ever see in her life. Come on now.
No.
Think about it. No amount of money is going to bring Breonna Taylor back, but hell, that $12
right.
million is a start.
Right, but you, it might bring back her spirit in the middle of the night. Hey, girl, look. No, what, you know, what is, the reason I'm pissed off about this, you had so many people, including white people, and this was all about, Breonna was the image, but the meaning of her, they even have a law called the Breonna Law. That's how much, that's how much power they had. Normally, you get the criminals off the street, you go through the criminal trial, then after the criminal trial, you have the civil trial. That civil trial is always there. You don't have to take that money so fast. You had a lot of leverage. You had politicians. You had almost internationally people were behind you. I'm going to do a scenario. See, here's how stupid she is. I would have went in, and I would have said, if I was Breonna's father, here's what I want. First of all, this is a movement now. My daughter is a movement, and her death is going to mean something to me and to everyone who marched. So first of all, I want that cop immunity gone, meaning policemen should be held accountable and stand trial. The worst thing happens to a cop now is they fire them, and they go on their way, and they collect their salary. None of that shit's going to happen. Is that if these charges stick, they lose that. You can't make them lose their pension, but you can make them lose a lot of other shit. You know what I'm trying to say? And you take away that cop immunity and the civil thing, meaning that we could sue the cops too. That's my first thing, and I won't budge from that. That's going to change the world, because the next time some cop stops someone, they're going to think I could lose my job because it's happening now. They didn't think they could. Not only they can lose their job, I can get fired. Not only I can get fired, I could get sued. I'm telling you, when you hit people with the money, shit changes. That's what I would have first demanded. And even if she loses, let's say she loses and no motherfuckers walk. In a civil court, people are going to lose their mind. Protesting is going to be more intense. And all hell is going to break loose if those cops do not serve justice. We know this. So what's going to happen, they'll come back with a civil suit going, 12 ain't not enough. She probably would have got $50 million because they would have came to her and said, we got to squash this. The city's burning, blah, blah, blah. People's jobs are on the line. We got to do a settlement with you. 12, but fuck 12. I'm going to make the city pay. Give me 50. Give me $50 million or this street is going to explode. She would have the leverage. She had everything to do that. And then what I would have done is take maybe 20 of it and do something for the community and put it in Brianna's name. You know what I mean? Whether it's some kind of rec center for the children or something and have her have a legacy. That's what I would have done. But to take the money without that's what I would have done. That's what I would have done. And to take the money without even have these fools even be in front of the grand jury – that was just too quick, made no sense at all. And it's all about, we went back, we talked about this, Anessa. Black people are consumers. We are not investors. We're always with our hand out looking for some help. The 50 acres in the mule business. Hey, there's still some black people waiting for that 50 acres in the mule. To this day, they're still waiting for that 50 acres in the mule. And then they're talking about, what is it? Paying back that money because you were a slave. What was it, repositions or what, you know what I mean? Saying that we were slave, pay me, you know what I'm talking about. And they're talking about that. It's like, foo, are you freaking kidding? It's like we always have our hand out. Same thing with welfare. Well, you know, we'll give you some money. Oh, yeah, that sounds great, but you have to leave the home. Hey, baby, got to go. Got to get that check. We seem to always, and if you want to use that word, and I hate the word, but it's true, government slavery. They own your ass. You're relying on that government check, they own your ass. You're waiting for that 50 acres and a mule, they own your ass. You're waiting for that stimulus check, now they own our ass. You know what I mean? But we just don't think, and when she took that money that fast, and then that motherfucking lawyer of hers, man, I wanted to pick up the TV and throw it out. He was bragging. He went on. He put his black face on CNN, and he started saying, wow, this is the biggest payout that anybody ever had. Nobody paid $12 million to a black person. This is the biggest payout that a black person – I mean, he was actually bragging about that shit. I go, are you kidding me? You're bragging about she got $12 million in a wrongful death, and he's happy about that? Fool, what's wrong with you? My opinion, she sold us out. She sold us out. She sold Brianna out. She had one shot to change the world. She had one shot to change the way police do their work. In the name of Brianna, Brianna could have changed the freaking world, and she fucking blew it and took the fucking money. I know what you're thinking. Well, you know, nothing's going to bring her back, but we could live comfortable. It wasn't about that. It's about you had a chance to have a movement going. You had a chance to change the world. You had a chance to save a lot of black people because we just played the tape again that this shit is going to go on and on and on. And next month, I guarantee you something's going to happen in your town again, and you got blood on your hands because you had one shot to change this shit, and you just took the money. So that's my beef, Anessa. That's my beef that I have with Brianna's mother.
I'm going to play devil's advocate.
All right. You go ahead, Satan. Go on. Play ya.
Wow. Satan? Really?
Mm-hmm. No, you're playing the devil.
You know what?
You just said you're the lawyer for the devil. The devil needs a lawyer, and it's you.
I'm co-counsel.
Oh, you're co-counsel. Okay. You're Satan's bitch. Okay.
I might be at least. I'm co-counsel.
Oh,
you know,
you're co-counsel.
I'm co-counsel.
You go represent the devil. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's easy for us to play Monday Night Quarterback. When we're on the outside looking in. I want to think that there are some negotiations that are going to take place that are on the horizon that we're going to find out about after the fact. The only issue that I have, you know, I'm an author, so I'm a word person, and I take words very seriously. And until I heard the word reform, there's going to be some police reform. To me, that means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a word. Until it's a
right.
law, until it is in writing, it's just an idea. It's just a concept. So I don't have faith that, one, let's just be honest, this is not going to prevent it from happening again. It's going to continue to happen. And Breonna's family, I think, took the best option for them without taking into account the movement.
Mm-hmm.
I think we like to be able to put a dollar amount on our pain and our suffering.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the whole 40 acres and a mule came from, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But we like to be able to say, okay, you know what? If I had X amount of money, I would feel better. And I think this is what they did. You know, I pray and I'll be hopeful that the ideas that you just had were, I didn't even think about that, but there really are good ideas. That we are so caught up in the moment that we don't build legacies. And that's why we tend to not have shit, because we don't know how to pay it forward and look beyond our immediate self-gratification.
Neat. Right.
So I'm hopeful that once Ben Crump gets his God knows what 20%.
He'll be birds in hell.
And the state and local and federal government get their coins, that they have enough left to do good with this money. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say. But I am I hope that this is something that will be used for future, you know, police precincts to kind of avoid these things. My only issue is, time and time out again, what happens is these police get fired. They go to another jurisdiction or another police police precinct in another in another state, get rehired, and then we have it again. Because about maybe about 6 or 7 years ago, we had a black man that had been known to have mental issues. To have them. He was running through his apartment complex in the parking lot naked. Known to have mental issues naked.
Right.
All he was doing was knocking on people's doors, and the neighbors were so used to it. They would just call 911 and say, okay, he's out there again. Can you get him back inside the house? Well, what happened this time, a cop who had been previously reprimanded at another jurisdiction out of state came to Atlanta and got hired and killed this guy. He had no weapon. Obviously, he was naked. No weapon was ever found.
Right.
This mentally ill man was killed, and that cop did not get fired. Charges were never pressed against him. Nothing. So it's like a continuous cycle until we get to the root of the problem. The root is going to continue to grow. You got to pull it up by the root. And the root is, there needs to be police reform. I'm not going to say defund the police, because everybody thinks we're just going to walk around here like the Wild Wild West and patrol ourselves. And that is not the meaning behind defund the police. So before your cuckoo callers call in saying, I'm saying defund the police, and that means nobody's going to manage anybody. That is not the hell what defund the police means.
Right.
Look it up, research it, but don't call. And until police reform is done,
that's right,
this is going to continue. We are stepping back in time. We are stepping back to the civil rights movement, to where we didn't have a chance in hell of survival. That's what it's coming down to now. So that's my tip to add to that.
Well, and until we get rid of the immunity, and that cops can be liable as far as a lawsuit, and they have a chance, if they're found guilty of a criminal case, their pension taken away. I'm telling you, that's when it's going to change, because no cop, because they got families, they got that nice middle-class neighborhood that they like, and no cop, if he loses his pension and he could get sued and he doesn't have enough money, he can be fired and they can personally sue him too. When it comes to money, you believe me, no cop is going to risk that behavior to lose everything. And expand it to the cops who watch. The cops who watch and you get and they don't do anything, those two, they will be held accountable. Until we do that, money changes ideas and how people think. You know, I don't care about police reform and everything because they are built to kill. Cops go to the police academy. They don't go there to be nice. They don't go there to learn how to de-escalate. They go there to do police procedures, but they also go there to kill. That's but just like in the army. This, you know. So, my opinion, and that's what I'm mad about the protests, because you know Trayvon Martin, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed with George Floyd. We just had that little thing with you, because cops are still protected. If the worst thing happens, you just said it, they get fired. Guess where they're going? To the next county, Buford Police Department. Hey, boy, I heard you got fired in the big city. Yeah, well, down here, we do something different. We don't have no trial. We just throw them in the crocodile, you know, until they can be sued. Until they can lose shit, the behavior won't change. I see Joe in here, and he's going to be right here. So you heard what me and Anissa's talking about. These are our two beefs of the week. If you have a beef for the week, come on in. If you want to make a comment on either one of our opinion on her, come on in, because we still have that main story about there's another sexual assault by Mr. Donald Trump.
Oh, I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that.
Oh yeah, and we're going to hear from and we're going to hear from the victim. We're going to hear from the victim. You know, like you said,
oh, we are.
If it's
okay.
If it's a raping by Donald Trump, it must be Friday. So come on in the studio. The number is 319-527-6099. Fuck You Joe is waiting in the wings, and we'll be right back, and we'll let Joe talk. Maybe he heard something he wants to talk about. Give me 2 minutes, and we'll
Do
be
we
right
have
back.
To? Okay.
Yeah, we got to. He bought the... Yeah. We'll be right back.
God be the glory.
Olivia Troy. I was Homeland Security and Counterterrorism Advisor to Vice President Pence and served as Vice President Pence's lead staff.
Oh, that's going to be our next story. Here we go. I didn't think she talked this fast. Here we go.
I'm Olivia Troy. I was Homeland Security and Counterterrorism Advisor to Vice President Pence and served as Vice President Pence's lead staff member on the COVID-19 response. You know, I've been on the COVID task force from day one. I mean, the virus was very unpredictable at the beginning. There were a lot of unknowns, but towards the middle of February, we knew it wasn't a matter of if COVID would become a big pandemic here in the United States. It was a matter of when. But the president didn't want to hear that because his biggest concern was that we were in an election year and how is this going to affect what he considered to be his record of success. It was shocking to see the president saying that the virus was a hoax, saying that everything's okay when we know that it's not. The truth is, he doesn't actually care about anyone else but himself. He made a statement once that was very striking, but I never forgot it because it pretty much defined who he was. When we were in a task force meeting, the president said, maybe this COVID thing is a good thing. I don't like shaking hands with people. I don't have to shake hands with these disgusting people. Those disgusting people are the same people that he claims to care about. These are the people still going to his rallies today who have complete faith in who he is. If the president had taken this virus seriously, or if he had actually made an effort to tell how serious it was, he would have slowed the virus spread. He would have saved lives. It was the opportunity and honor of a lifetime to be able to serve in the White House. I put my heart and soul into this role every single day. But at some point, I would come home at night, I would look myself in the mirror and say, are you really making a difference? Does it matter? Because no matter how hard you work and what you do, the president is going to do something that is detrimental to keeping an American safe, which is why you signed up for this role. It was awful. It was terrifying. I have been a Republican for my entire life. I am a McCain Republican, I am a Bush Republican, and I am voting for Joe Biden because I truly believe we are at a time of constitutional crisis. At this point, it's country over party.
And there you go. And that was paid by
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
And that black chick, Kamala, Kamala Harris, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I am Joe Biden. I approve of this message.
All right. Message.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, fuck you, Joe. How are you, buddy? Happy Friday.
Oh, boy.
Happy Friday,
Joe.
Happy Friday, Joe.
Well, you know, he's old, so his motor skills and his senses don't all work together at the same time.
Wow. Wow. Well, we'll leave his mic open because, you know, it'll take him a while.
Please don't.
You know.
That was his one opportunity. He blew it. Moving right along.
He blew it, didn't he? Didn't he blow it? I think
yeah,
he scared him. I think you scared the hell out of Joe. Not many people scare Joe. I really believe that you scared Joe.
No, you know that's not the truth. Now you're trying to.
No, that is
the truth.
Now
he's definitely going to call back in.
No, that is the truth. All right, so you heard me with piss us off in earlier this week. If you have something that pissed you off and you want to sound off, you know the number, because we're going to move on to our next story. I only got Anessa for only an hour. 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in studio. That's the number to get your voice heard. Well, apparently Donald Trump is at it again. Now, if you look in the marquee, you'll see Amy Doris. She is linked. That's the story we're going to go on right now. You can hit it anytime you want to because that's what we're going to play so you can play along with us. She's a former model. She alleges that Donald Trump assaulted her. She says she feels sick. She feels violated. She says she was sexually assaulted by – can you get sexually assaulted by a tongue? I guess you can because the tongue has bacteria and all that kind of crap. It's a personal shit. Yeah.
Or if you don't know how to do oral sex, it can feel like a sexual
exactly.
assault.
Exactly. Exactly. That's like sexual assault. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Are you trying to give me a hysterectomy or what?
Exactly. Why are you biting it? Shit.
Okay. I'm sorry. I went off the rails with you. Okay, we're back on the track.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You're the one went off the rails. I had to reel you back. Don't forget, she's the author of Your Husband,
Your
My
Husband,
Man.
My Man.
My Man. Well, so here she is right here, and you be the judge. And some people say, why you wait so long? Why didn't she come out with, you know, in 2016? I don't know. Here's what she has to say.
I feel sick, violated. It makes me sick.
In September 1997, Amy Doris visited New York with her boyfriend, Jason Benn, while they spent several days with his friend, Donald.
My name is Amy Doris. I am from Florida. I'm a former model and actress, and I am here today to talk about an incident that happened a long time ago with Donald Trump, and I think it's time to speak out about it.
And how are you feeling about speaking out about that today?
It's a little nerve-wracking, but I think it's, you know, it's time. At the age of 24, I think I thought I could do just about anything. And
I'm going to stop right there. I need your help on this. Now, Anessa, this happened in 1997. This happened in 1997.
Yeah.
We're going to clear our minds for a little bit because we already know Donald Trump's a scumbag, but let's clear our minds because what she's about to say can be towards any man. I mean, think of your man, and he's a fine man and things like that. But go back 20-something years who he was and how old he was and how many mistakes he might have made with a girl, and she's coming back right now saying that she was sexually assaulted. See, this is what we're dealing with because it could happen to any man. Why wait? Since 1997, she's going to come out now saying she's reliving it. I'm sick. I feel bullshit. Why didn't you come out with 2016? You're just sick now? I mean, this shit lasts all these years? Come on. Come on. I know it's Trump. We want to get him. I get that. But how dangerous this is that any woman at any time, I mean, 20 years ago, the shit that girls could say about me, damn. I mean, I put it on my resume, but still, I was not such a good guy. Well, you know what Brian did 20 years? I go, what? What did I do? Remind me how good I was. Well, he tied me up and everything. Oh, good. You know, I have no shame. I just like to live the good old days. But what I'm trying to say is you got to listen to her, because this could happen to any man, including your man, that somebody could come out of the woodwork in 20-odd years and say they've been sexually assaulted. I'm going to play a little bit more, but keep that in mind, that it could be your man.
I didn't have enough fear, even though I probably should have, given other things have gone in my life. I was very social. I was very outgoing. I was a little naive, I think. It was September of 1997, and I was invited by Jason Bin, who I was dating at the time, to go to New York, and part of that trip was going to the U.S. Open. We ended up with Donald Trump. You know, I went to his office. I was at his home, the Versace Memorial, like various events in the span of a few days. You know, he was very flirty, came on very strong right away. You know, it seems, you know, kind of typical of certain guys, you know, people who just feel like they're entitled to do what they want and flirt. And even though I was there with my boyfriend, we pulled up at the U.S. Open and we got out of the car. There were people asking for autographs from Donald, and then I actually even signed some autographs myself. At first it was like, I was fine, and then you know, I was just meeting people, and it was nice. I was getting a lot of attention from everyone because I was like a new person. In the box with Trump, there was a lot of executives. Mary Lou Whitney Vanderbilt, who was a socialite and part of the Vanderbilt family, and her husband. I was talking with them quite a bit. I went to the restroom, and which, by the way, is there's a door that you go through, and the restroom is hidden behind it, so it's not visible to anybody that's in the box. When I came out of the bathroom, Donald was waiting outside the bathroom, and initially I thought that he was waiting to go to the bathroom, but that wasn't the case, unfortunately. I don't remember what he said, but he was said something, I was just like, no, 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 and I was like nervous laughing, like, no, you know, get away. But then he just grabbed me, and he just shoved his tongue down my throat, and I was pushing him off, and then that's...
All right. I'm not believing that.
I'm bored.
I'm bored, too. I'm not believing this bullshit 1 minute.
So let me say this.
Yeah, right.
There's a couple of things, and I'm all for the hashtag MeToo movement, but let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't give a rat's ass if it did or didn't happen.
Right.
I'm more concerned with the timing and the
mm-hmm.
aesthetics of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the fact that she came out now. Why didn't she come out when these other 17 women
right.
were talking about it? Why did she
right.
wait till an election year? That's my problem.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing
right.
shit now? Because now that gives him more things to talk about. All the
mm.
media, all the Democrats, all Joe,
mm.
all this, all Obama.
Mm.
That gives him something else to talk about. That's my problem. It may have happened to her. I don't
mm.
know. I wasn't there.
Mm.
But just the fact that you chose this particular moment when we're less than 60 days
mm-hmm.
from an election to do
right.
it. So my question is, what was your purpose and what was your anticipated goal?
Right.
What did you want to get out of this? Because, one, there's no – what are you going to do? They're going to do a Harvey Weinstein on them and get arrested?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's going to happen. If the track record and the history has
right.
not proven, he can do whatever the fuck he wants to do and nothing
mm-hmm.
happens to him. So, yes,
mm-hmm.
you might have a feel-good moment because you went to the confession booth and confessed
mm-hmm.
your sins to somebody,
mm-hmm.
but at the end of the day, if it's not
mm-hmm.
impactful enough to make a change, what's the point?
Right. You know, I understand
that. Shit to herself.
I understand that. I'm going to be honest with you. She's a model. See, here's the things that I'm getting. She's a model. Would-be actress. Whether you like him or not, Donald Trump used to, you know, he's around some very influential people. You were with Donald Trump, and she was talking about, I was with the whatever these people, rich people. She was naming names, right? I was there. I was with this person, and, you know, you were an actress. You went there. You knew what you were going there. You're hoping he would make a break for you. And then all of a sudden, you're on a date with him. It's not like he just met you. You're on a date. What do you think is going to happen? You think Donald Trump is going to bring you into his circle of friends? Of course, he's showing you off. He's showing you off because you're a piece of ass, not because you're smart or anything. You don't see Donald Trump, you know, bringing somebody who's 455 pounds and 5'2". He's bringing your stupid ass, and you're a model. You're a fucking model. Okay. Then you claim he, and you're on a date with him. Well, there's a cost to that date. You think Donald Trump's going to show you everything, get you connected with everything, shake your hand, and say good night? Donald Trump already had a reputation in New York. He had already a reputation. She knew about his reputation as Mr., you know, jet setter and this and this and this. It's not like she's naive and doesn't know who he was. So all he did was put his tongue in your mouth. Listen, I had my finger up a girl's pussy for less.
Oh,
I'm being
stop. Walk away.
True.
Slowly back out the room.
I am not.
Because this recording may come back to haunt you in the near future.
That pussy consented. That's all.
He's giving an example. He is not speaking on actual facts.
I
will say this.
I'm bragging about this shit.
I will say this. I had my own personal opinions about the whole Bill Cosby thing and all these random-ass women coming up. So I think at some point in time, we as women have to be accountable for our actions and the situations that we put ourselves in. Now, that excludes rape. But my problem with her, I think she had an intended goal. She wanted to be a model. She wanted to be a model, right? And when you want something so bad, you kind of have to take the attitude or the personality of any means necessary, okay?
Right.
So you're going to let some shit fly that you wouldn't under normal circumstances allow because you're looking at that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
But after this sexual assault, which is the tongue, you know, and I understand that she continued to be in his social circle.
Sure.
So that means that you either felt like this is an end to means to an end, meaning I got to do what I got to do to get where I want to get. You know, like the Players Club, I got to do what I got to do to get what I want. Or did you think that it was a one-time isolated event? These are the kind of things you have to kind of grapple with. And I know she said that she came out now in 2020. I'm so pissed about the timing because she has teenage daughters and she wanted them to understand that it's okay to speak out or to share. I get that, but y'all could have had that shit around the coffee table at your house.
Right.
And
but you know what,
you didn't have to do
you know
it
what
now.
Happened. Well, you know what happened. She is, you know, she's telling her friends all about this shit. You know what I mean? And some of her friends go, girl, you didn't date no Donald Trump. And, yeah, I did. And then, you know, or a girl could have called him up, girl, you got to start talking, blah, 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 blah. Something spurred her to say this thing, to be in the spotlight for another
terrible
15 minutes of fame. There's no lawyer.
Have we
There's
not
no
seen
civil-
where this goes? It doesn't go well, and it doesn't end. I mean, look at Kavanaugh, all the shit that came up with him in college and the blackface and the shit he was doing. Did it prevent him from getting admitted to the Supreme Court? No.
Right.
So what is this going to do? She's going to look like an opportunist. She's going to get her 10 minutes of fame. She might be on Good Morning America or CNN or MSNBC. And then she's going to fade out into the woodwork like the others 16 or 17 women. And then he's going to go to his little stupid-ass rallies where nobody's wearing protection of a mask, and he's going, and all Democrats and fake news and fake media, and it's just, it's like, why give him anything else to talk about?
Right.
Why?
But it's stupid shit. She feels it was. It doesn't go past the tongue. By the way, we can play this on and how and we won't. But I mean, you're reaching here. I mean, it's like you went on a date and somebody tried to. I mean, how many times did you go on a date and then somebody tried to kiss you? But she wanted to go more insane than salt of the tongue. It's just a non-story. But here's the hypocrisy of this. She said, and you are absolutely right, she's now 48 and she's a mother of twin daughters. She said she had considered speaking publicly about this in 2016 when several women made public similar accusations against a Republican candidate for president. But she decided against coming forward in part because she thought that doing so might harm her family. It would harm her family. Now
she
I feel
so
like my
evil.
Girls... Well, now I feel like my girls are about 13 years old, and I want them to know that first they're saying it'll harm my family. So this to me is a contradiction. Now that I feel that they're 13, I want them to know that you don't let anybody do anything to you that you don't want, she said. And I'd rather be a role model, really. I want them to see that I didn't stay quiet. You stayed quiet for 20-something years. What do you mean you didn't? I wanted them to see that I didn't stay quiet, that I stood up to somebody who did something that was unacceptable. You didn't stand up. Shit. In fact, you did everything wrong because you did stand up. You should have laid your ass down, opened your legs, and shut the hell up. You would have been
Oh, my God. I will not condone that. I will say this.
Condone.
Listeners, I'm going to bring him back. I'm going to bring him back.
Don't you stand up. You lay down.
You know what?
That's what
you
did wrong.
I am the mother of two daughters, an 11-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why this conversation had to be made public. You can have that conversation in a conference of your own home, and you can still be impactful and be a role model if that's what you're, if that is your sole purpose. Now, if you're trying to cleanse your soul, like I say, you should have took that to the priest or whatever religious affiliation that you associate with and left it at that. I don't want to say it's BS. All I'm going to say is this. The timing is terrible because I'm a Democrat and I am hoping like hell Trump does not get reelected. And I am looking at this from a political standpoint and how this is going to work out for us. And she could have saved, she didn't have to fall on the sword for us. We didn't need that. She could have kept that to herself. And she could have, hey, write a book. Everybody else is, write a book.
Right.
I mean, even though it would be a really short story, but write a book if that's what you want to do.
But
don't do it now. I'm so upset.
Yeah, but be honest about it. Don't be a hypocrite. You know what I mean? That, oh, my God, I was a victim, and that tongue sexually assaulted me. You're a model fool.
You like that tongue
You
bar.
Have done.
You really like
you know,
that tongue bar.
Right. I mean, well, I'm just saying, you know, when you say BS to a model, what that means is butt sex. That's all it means. That's what it means.
I think that's listeners, that is a Brian Hammer Jackson definition.
Mm-hmm.
That is not defined in Urban Dictionary, which is the dictionary I live by.
I'm going to write it down. I'm writing it down in the Urban Dictionary right now. I already wrote it down in Wikipedia. I got a connection, girl. Okay. It'll be in there next week. But the hypocrisy, and then she says, you're right because you must have read the article. Then she said, and I mean, they expect us to believe it. She says, after that happened, you hit the nail on the head. Doris said she spent several days with Trump in September of 97 after being taken to New York for a long weekend by her then boyfriend. So she cheated on her boyfriend, spent some days with Trump. That's it. At the time, Doris was living with friends in Boca Raton, Florida, regularly traveling to Miami for modeling and occasionally acting work. I'd like to see what her acting jobs are. Ben, who is her boyfriend.
Have you heard of
him? No. No.
She was an extra for the extra that you didn't see.
You got it. She was. She wasn't even a Rockette. She was like a stone. I don't even know what the hell. She didn't make it. I don't know what the hell's going on with her. But she was like, and it says here, it says, she regularly traveling to Miami for modeling. Ben, the founder of several luxury fashion and lifestyle magazine. That's her boyfriend, who is a magazine guy. So we know where she's going. He was a friend of Donald Trump. He was a friend. In 1999, he reportedly described a real estate businessman as his best friend. So he stuck his tongue in his best friend's girlfriend's mouth. And they spent some time
together.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Let's talk about because it's silly and it's going to go nowhere. And I feel in my spirit that you are enjoying this tongue.
I'm enjoying it a lot.
I'm going to get you away from that. Okay.
Well, it brings me back to my childhood wonder years.
Oh, my God.
Me and my friend Johnny, we were 13 years old, and we used to bang these girls. And then the best thing was we would smell each other's fingers to see what the other girl smells like.
Oh, my. Johnny is not his real name. Okay.
It is his real
name,
too.
We did not get the written consent to release that story.
I know.
Johnny is the same as John Doe, not a real person. Moving along. Before I leave today, so listen to this. You know, we are still going to do our segment about church and religion and spirituality and all that stuff.
Right.
But I don't know. I get a sick satisfaction when religious
right.
people or people who call themselves religious fall
mm-hmm.
from grace.
Mm-hmm.
So Jerry Falwell, I don't know if you know who he is.
I know him and his son. Junior or Jerry
so
Falwell?
This is
which one?
Junior.
Oh,
Junior
yeah.
became the president of, I think it's Liberty University, which is a Christian-based institution, right?
Right, yeah.
Which he got the reins from his father was there. So it's lineage
right.
behind this institution. Well, recently, probably about a month ago, he came, a story was leaked that his wife was having
mm-hmm.
an, I think, 7 or 8 year affair with their,
right.
listen to this, Brian,
the
pool boy.
Right.
The dude that cleans the pools, right?
Right.
So
he cleaned her pool.
Taking this guy on. He cleaned her pool, seriously.
Ooh, he cleaned.
They were taking this dude on
right.
their vacations. You know, because,
right.
you know, when I pack and go on a trip, I take
mm-hmm.
my toys with me. So there's no reason why
right.
she can't take her toy with her. So it came out that she was having this affair. So Jerry thought, okay,
right.
I'm just going to oust her and all's going to be well with the world. But,
right.
oh, no. Pool boy said,
yeah.
hold up, Jerry, let me stop you right there. Why are you
mm-hmm.
talking about what I was doing with your wife? What you failed to tell was that your ass was sitting in the chair watching as I was doing
right.
her.
Right.
So.
Exactly. Exactly. You know
so,
what? She did a Jada Pinkett. The same thing happened with Jada Pinkett and Will.
Eight-year
yeah.
entanglement. So then,
right.
so what brought it back? And so he ended up resigning
mm-hmm.
because it was getting too hot. Right.
Right.
He felt
mm-hmm.
the fire and brimstone of hell on the bottom of his feet, and he said, "I need to get out while the getting is good."
Oh,
so
yeah.
this week, it comes out that about 3 days after this initial affair came out,
right,
Miss Falwell called called 911 because apparently Jerry Falwell was about to whoop her ass for all this
really?
Coming about.
Wow, Lord have mercy. Amen.
Woo. Lord have mercy. Now
wow.
pass the collection plate.
He did it in front of Jesus.
We still take donations via the...
he he did it. Jesus, please close your eyes, because what I'm about to do, you're not going to like it.
Forgive me, Lord, for I have sinned.
Yeah,
so
I
not
understand.
Only is he a bystander in this adulterous affair,
wow.
willingly a bystander.
Right.
Now he's threatening to whoop our ass for it coming out. It's like, okay, so you just going to add insult to injury now.
Really?
Nobody's going to believe you.
Wow.
That was the highlight of my week. I enjoyed that.
Wow. Well, you turn the other cheek and hit that one too. Oh, man. people are such a hypocrite, man. And I'm going to tell you my take on it. Jada Pickett had the same thing. Remember when that fool came out and said, I love Jada, and Will gave me his blessing? Same shit. Remember that? And it blew up everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are such hypocrites. It's a non-story. This fool and her had a freak relation. It was a freak thing, you know? Some people got freak
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it was. Now, I don't think he should have... I don't think he should have left the church, because it had nothing to do with the church. Leave it up to God. If you guys are busy.
No, it does have a lot to do with the church. If you are a Christian university where you definitely don't have adulterous affair, and you definitely don't be a willing participant in that affair, then to save the university embarrassment, you have to step down. You don't have a choice.
I guess you're right. You did convince me on that. But they had a freak relationship. That I have seen couples who have some weird ass shit going on. And if that's what they want to do, see what happened is the old boy got a little bit of greedy. You know what's going on there. And here's where he made the mistake. We're talking about pool boy. He made the mistake that he wanted to go in business with Jerry Falwell II, the son. He wanted to go in business with him. And go, fool, you don't go in business with him. You already got his wife. You got the deep pockets. You make your own business somewhere else and have him finance your business. You separate your shit so you can have your own shit.
My mama always said, you don't eat where you shit.
That's right. That's right. You had deep pockets right there. I mean, you could have got a degree anytime you would have came over. They rent, and all you have to do is fuck his wife. Once you fuck his wife, you got control of him. You know what I mean? Because nobody wants to stay with a nagging bitch.
Worst things to have, huh?
Right. But you know, guys tend to blow a good thing. It's like the same thing as when I used to fuck my teacher when I was in sixth grade. You know?
Okay.
You
we don't want to share that story. That's okay.
Oh, really?
See,
I don't know what I can
contribute. No, we don't want to hear. No, that's okay.
How
do
you think I got out of how you think I got out of the seventh grade?
That's it. I walked away from that one. So
that is your story. But you said you were going to flip something on me. Was that the story you were going to flip on me? Is that the one you came in? You said you're going to flip the script on me before you go?
No, I flipped the script with the but I didn't agree with the lady coming out about
the
Trump thing. I just knew you thought I was going to be like, yes, sister, go for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
expected
I you
me
would
to be.
Be
on the side of the woman, and I wasn't.
I did.
I'm full of surprises.
Wow, look at you.
You did.
Well, thank you for listening to Nessa. She co-hosted the show. I'm not going to hold her any longer. She got things to do. And she always allows me going, I'm just too busy for your dumb ass. I'll see you next week. But don't forget to get her book.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
My husband.
Your husband, my
man.
Your husband. Let me do this. Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. It is
your
husband, my man.
You can call me. You can call me Master if you like. You know, girl.
No, sir. It is available on Amazon, but you can also buy the book on my website, which is Anissa, AnissaDBlair.com. The book is there available for sale. As this world is moving, you probably need some relief from the chaoticness that we're currently living in. So pick up my book and step away from the bullshit and just step into some more bullshit. But it's
right.
A really good read. So I look forward to sending you an autographed book. So please buy.
Mm-hmm.
Brian,
well,
it was nice talking to you. I hope you are still managing the fires that are supposed to be around until November. It's like a new season for California. So stay safe as always.
I want you to hear this. I know you're leaving, and thank you. Yeah, it's horrible. It is really horrible. She's going to go, everybody. Get the book and Amazon.
Yes.
Your husband,
and follow
my
me on Instagram, Anissa D. Blair.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you, when people buy your book, what are they going to take away from it, Anissa? What kind of thing are they going to take away from it?
Well, obviously, you know by the title that there's some infidelity involved. And we've seen that story. We know how that plays out. But the difference with my book is I dive deep into the childhood of these two particular women and to basically say how our experiences in our past and our childhood can play an intricate role in the decisions that we make as adults. You know, we all are products of our environment. And if that environment is not good, then the chances of the decisions you make being good decisions is slim to none. And that's what happened in the case between Faith and Vanessa. They both had their own trials and tribulations as children, they took it into their adulthood, and they made some wrong decisions. They did some things that should not have been done. Faith, by sleeping with her best friend's husband, which is Vanessa, and Vanessa in being clouded by her judgment and not making the right decision because all the signs that he wasn't a good man were there before she said, I do. And she said it anyway.
Well, get the book. It's on sale now. And how much is the book going for? Do you have it in e?
The book
e-book
is,
too?
The e-book on Amazon is $1.99. And the book, if you buy it through Amazon, the book is $15.99. But if you go to my website, I have it on sale for $10.99 plus shipping and handling.
Mm-hmm. And your website one more time before you go.
Anissa, A-N-I-S-S-A-D, as in dynamic, Blair, .com.
You got it. And that's .com, C-O-M. Don't you perverts put in C-U-M. It's com, poo. Thank you, Anissa.
Thank you, Brian. Have a good weekend.
It took me a while to find your page. All right. I will. Listen to this last commercial. It's only a minute. And give me a thumbs up and then you go. Listen to the last commercial.
The Trump plan.
Okay.
After months of lies and empty promises, he's told us the terrifying truth. His herd immunity plan is to infect 7 out of 10 Americans with COVID. The Trump plan will kill at least 3 million people. In April, he admitted a herd immunity plan was deadly.
And if we did follow that approach, I think we might have 2 million people dead.
This week, he admitted it's his real plan.
With time, it goes away. Many deaths, and you'll develop herd, like a herd mentality. It's going to be herd developed, and that's going to happen.
Say goodbye to your parents, your neighbors, your friends. Because the Trump plan will kill millions in the next 4 years. People you love. People you care about. Maybe even you.
The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
And that ad was sponsored by Barron Trump, who lives at the White House. Thank you.
Well, he doesn't talk, so that's a whole other story. I love the Lincoln Project.
I love them too. Be safe.
You
have a great week.
And I'm leaving, but I'm leaving. But you do know the Lincoln Project is Kellyanne Conway's husband is a part of the Lincoln Project.
Yeah, but not anymore.
Okay.
They made a deal. It's run by another person.
Yeah,
they were partners who did it. But you got to go, girl. Hey. Walk slow. Let me check it out as you leave. Go ahead. Give me a little twirl. You know what I'm talking about.
Done. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Everybody, that's Anissa Blair. Get the book. Your husband. My man. I see Joe's back in the studio, and when we come back, there's going to be a short show. It's Friday, so I'm getting the hell out of here because I've been up all night. I've been binging. And Joe's in the studio. Joe, let me say hello to Joe. Hey, Joe. What up, Joe? Joe.
Oh, now you let me in.
Okay.
I let you in all right. Way early. You didn't even say anything. You know you didn't want to talk.
I let you in.
Yeah, I opened your mic as soon as you came in last time, but you didn't say anything. Even Anessa said hello, Joe, but you didn't respond. How you doing, man?
Oh, well, okay. Well,
go ahead, Joe. Yes. You have something on your mind?
You have something
on your mind?
No.
Okay. You know, I have this beef again. Joe, I'm glad you're here because I wonder if I'm the only one. I am so sick of these autonomous cars.
I'll say that right now. Whatever it is, you're the only one.
I'm probably the only one.
Okay,
am I the only one to see that this shit is not good for our society? These autonomous cars can drive by themselves, park themselves. You know, am I the only one that knows that this is not good? I'm gonna tell you what fools are. Y'all were thinking, oh, God, I thought it would be in 2020 that we would have flying cars. Do you really want flying cars? Let me tell you about an old car I have. Do you really want a car over your head leaking oil? What happens if the car breaks down? What happens if the car – you know what I'm trying to – do you really want cars over your head flying and they're crashing into buildings or they're driving drunk in the sky? You know how many people can get hurt? I don't think people are thinking about this, correct? So apparently here's the story, Joe. What the hell are you doing? You're getting comfortable. Are you getting your jabs?
That's my mic. I'm just adjusting my mic, and the mic is making noise. Sorry.
But here's the story, Joe. Here's the story. You tell me. I want your opinion. Headline. Here we go. Headline. Man's asleep in speeding self-driving car charged in Canada. This fool got in his car, laid back his seat, both seats, the driver's seat and the passenger seat, and he took a nap while his car was driving his ass home. Now, everything is cool until the cop pulled him over because the car was speeding. I mean, not only are you this is what this guy did. So the driver who allegedly set his car to autopilot and then took a nap as it broke the speed limit in Canada, this is what it is. The car appeared to be self-driving, traveling over, it says 140 kilometers. I'm saying 65 miles an hour. Let's just go with that. According to the Canadian public broadcaster CBC, the car was an electric Tesla. It was a Tesla model set to autopilot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tesla. It was a Tesla. It was set for autopilot, and then the man charged was 20 years old. The speed limit was 68. This fool went in, messed around with it, and made the speed of the car go faster than it was supposed to be on autopilot. The police sergeant said he was speechless and has not seen a such case in his career, and nobody was looking at the windshield. Nobody was looking out the windshield to see where the car was going, meaning the guy was just flat out asleep. The autopilot mode allows the cars to steer, accelerate, and brake automatically within a lane, but it's not supposed to enable trips without human intervention. I mean, where was this car going to go? The U.S. company warns on its website that current autopilot features require active driver supervision and do not make the vehicle autonomous. Now, you guys got to remember, 16 years old, 17 years old are driving nowadays. Joe, how is this a good idea? Can anybody see that you got these guys on autopilot on these cars? And can you imagine the person next to you who's a hacker? Because nowadays, you can mess with a person's car just being a hacker.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I want my car driven by an app. What's your thought? You can see that's a bad idea. I mean, some people are just stupid. Okay.
Well, there was also an incident where there were a bunch of kids who were drinking, and they put the car on autopilot, and I think the car got into an accident, and I think the kids got fined. But at this particular stage, you can't trust a car. People want to do that because they're lazy and they're stupid. So there have been accidents with the cars, cars backing up over people. So I wouldn't trust it. I wouldn't trust a car at this particular stage. If maybe after a couple of years where they've shown that the car or the bunch of cars that are on the road have been safe, then maybe I'll trust it, but not now.
Well, I agree with you. It's like, what can happen? And we're going to do one more story, and we're going to go, Joel, you need to take a nap, man. I can tell that you're fighting to stay awake. What are you doing at night? What are you doing? Are you staying up all night? Are you listening to another show like at midnight or something? Because you sound exhausted.
Well.
Yeah.
I'm still asleep, so. I'm doing personal projects at very early in the morning. You know,
your
shows are very early in the morning. Yeah.
Not to you. When my show comes on at your time?
Comes on 8 o'clock my time.
Does it really? So you're central. Yeah, that's early. I'm gonna give you that. Okay, I understand. I'm not going to get in your business unless you want to disclose it. You know, so you know, football is becoming more and more gay. Do you watch football, Joe? Are you you're a football fan on Sundays or whatever?
Not anymore.
So last night they were calling the game. I think it was the Bengals and the Browns, most boringest teams in the NFL. So Joe Buck and Troy Aikman was calling the game. You know, it blew up on Twitter. I mean, some of the worst things that were said about them. But there's one thing, and I even posted it on my page. And what I mean by football is getting more gay, Joe Buck actually said this. He actually said this, Joe. He actually said this. Or Troy Aikman actually said this. He said, and he's calling the game. He's calling the game, and he goes, he's trying to bang them out of the backfield, but he was caught with his pants down, Troy Aikman. He was trying to bang them out of the backfield, but he was caught with his pants down. He was talking about a running back, you know, going back and forth, and he tried to go around the side,
yeah.
But he was caught. But bang him in the backfield, and he was caught with his pants. Please. And if you listen to football, there's so much more. Last week there was kind of like innuendos about how they're doing, and so it's just my mentality. All right, you know we're gonna cut the show short. Joe, you need to get some rest. You really do.
Okay.
I mean, not twisting your arm. Not twisting your arm. Okay.
No.
What are you going to do this weekend, Joe, while I find this thing? What are you going to do this weekend?
I'm COVID. I'm not going to do too much.
Okay. All righty. Well, I have a special show that I'm doing Saturday. I'm interviewing an author.
I won't be there.
Okay. I'm going to take you off the VIP list. All right. Thank you, Joe. Tony Keefe will be with me tomorrow.
On Saturday, what do you do a music show? You do authors?
No.
I don't show up.
Sometimes sometimes the author can't come on Monday through Friday. They work. So we're going to do a regular show on, tomorrow. 7 a.m. And she's going to talk about her book. I'm just going to interview her. If I do have some people. 7 a.m. Pacific time.
The regular
8 a.m. your time.
You mean you're going to do it? Yeah, I know. You're going to do it at regular time on a weekend?
Yeah, because you know what I like to do? I like to get things out of the way because I can enjoy the weekend. The worst thing for me, I hate having something to do on a weekend, especially if it breaks it up in the middle of the afternoon. Like, you know, Saturday comes and I have something to do at 3 p.m. I hate it. Can't enjoy the rest of the day because I know I have something to do at 3, so I can't enjoy the hours before then. I like to get it out of the way so I can enjoy the rest of the day and the evening and have it free. I always hate doing something that how about you? I mean, it's like, okay, Joe, you have an appointment at 4 o'clock on a Saturday. It's like it fucks up your Saturday, man, because you know you have to do something at that time and – I just can't. So, yeah, it's going to be regular time. It's going to be a good show. She's a good author. All right, so I hope I see you guys tomorrow. And Joe's going to go to sleep, and I'm going to play. Here you go, Joe. I'm going to play this for you. We're leaving. I hope you guys have a good weekend. And we're signing off with this. I'm sending this to Joe. Mr. Salmon. I'm going to sing it to Joey so Joey can go to sleep.
I'm going. Get out of here. Have a good weekend. I'm hanging out.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good,
have a good weekend. But I'm still going to dedicate this song to you. Here you go. Since we're still on here.
Bye-bye. I'm not even going to listen to it.
It's that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you got to listen to it. It's for you.
We got to say goodnight. You know it's getting late. Tomorrow is another day, my friend.
All right, people.
It's time to go home. Yep. Losing time. We're ready to head on out. So let's go. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Now you're making me mad. You're gonna make me swear.
Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer.
You might as well call it a night, my friend. You're gonna have to
get the fuck out.
Well, maybe I'm out of line, but I'll take the blame. There's a better choice of words that I can use to explain.
Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer.
You're gonna have to
get the fuck out.
Hey, buddy, I'm talking to you. Thanks for coming now. Pay your tab and shrew. Make like a drum and beat it. Make like a tree and leave.
All your fairies and Cinderellas, I'm giving you the heat.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's right, you hear what I'm saying?
Finish up that beer.
I want you to call it a night, old friend. You're gonna have to
get the fuck out.
You heard me. So long, arrivederci, sayonara.
Get the fuck out.
Ciao, good night.
Bye bye, so long, farewell.
Get the fuck. See you later,
out.
Alligator. In a while, crocodile, say goodnight. Get the fuck.
Can I get a refill, please?
Hey,
get
you fuckface, get out of here! What are you fucking
get
scared
the fuck out!
Yeah, you!